Okay, in this presentation, we're going to talk about the power of bonus products. Now, when we say bonus products, when you create your own product and you have your sales page, actually on this sales page, you can advertise a bonus product, and these lead to more sales, more trust, additions to the actual product you already have, which leads to more knowledge for the people who have actually bought the product. So, why offer a bonus product? Now, a bonus product will generate greater value. It will enhance the product you already have. So, for example, let's say we have a product on traffic or we have a product on fitness, and we add to this product, say for the fitness product, you could have, get rock hard abs in a week. This is going to encourage people to buy the product due to the value of the bonus. And also, with the bonus, it gives the buyer or the lead more reasons to buy because of perceived value. Now, what bonuses to use? For your product, like I've just said, for your product, if it's a fitness product or let's say a traffic product, now the product should be related to the bonuses, and these are the best. Product related bonuses. These are the best bonuses to use for the simple reason they are related to the product. And the person or the lead is on that page because of the product that is advertised. And if there is a bonus to go with that product, then you are giving more value. So bonuses that add more value are definitely the best bonuses to use. Remember, don't use a non-related bonus because basically, a non-related bonus has no relationship to the product whatsoever. So if you're offering, take the two examples that I've just said, traffic and fitness. If you offer a traffic bonus on a fitness product, it doesn't have any relevance. So that is, it's a non-starter. That's not going to happen. So the best bonuses to use are bonuses that are related to the product. So say we have our traffic bonus, for example. We could have our traffic product, and we could have gain more traffic from Facebook, gain more traffic from Twitter, gain more traffic from Instagram. So whatever your bonus is, it needs to have a direct relationship with the product. Now, where do you source these bonuses? Now, I kind of know what you're thinking here. You must be thinking, wow, I've already created a product. It's took me X amount of time. I don't want to create more bonuses. That's going to take me more time. And that means I'm not going to, be able to launch my product when I want to. Okay, you can create them yourself. You can outsource these products. Remember, we've talked about outsourcing and how valuable outsourcing can be. You can go to Elance, you can go to Freelancer, and you can have people create written reports or bonuses for you. A simpler way you can do this is you can make use of PLR. When using PLR, it has to be unique, so I wouldn't just pick up some PLR and slap that in as a bonus. Yes, this can be done this way, it's simple, it's easy, but to have more of an effect and to make your product look more professional, I would advise maybe going into that or rewriting it, using an outsourcer to rewrite it for you, and also updating the graphics. Now, remember, we talked about professionalism the last time. Professionalism is key to your actual product. So, if it's perceived to be professional and the best it can be with original bonuses that nobody's seen before, then you're going to generate more sales. Now, where would you advertise these bonuses? Bonuses are advertised on sales pages. Now, you have your sales page that's picking up traffic that people are sending to, that you're sending traffic to, GAVs are sending traffic to, your ads are sending traffic to. Don't directly advertise your bonus in the headline because it's a bonus. So your bonus should be advertised somewhere near the bottom of the page to reinforce the sale. So it would be something like this. Now you've seen the product, you've seen our traffic product, it's brilliant, blah, blah, blah. Pick it up here with this. And moreover, you can have this Facebook traffic product, this Instagram traffic product, this Twitter traffic product as an advertised bonus for a limited time only. So you could advertise your bonus for, say, 7 to 10 days. If they pick the product up now, then your bonus is going to be given to them within the members area. If they don't pick it up within the next 7 to 10 days, or if they don't pick it up within the next 24 hours or 10 minutes, you decide the timer. If they don't pick it up within this time frame, the bonus will be gone. So this is used to reinforce the sale. It actually creates an urgency for the person to buy too. Now, something else you can do with an advertised bonus is give it to your JV partners. Allow affiliates and JV partners to advertise that bonus as an incentive for their customers to buy your product. So let me create an example. Say I'm advertising a traffic product and I've set up a bonus page with all of your bonuses on there to say to my leads that I'm going to give them this bonus when they buy your product. So if you have your bonus advertised in the members area, when people log in, they see their product that was promised to them by their JV partners. So you can see the power of this, the power that the JV partners have, because you are giving them a bonus product and they are promoting that product to generate more sales for you. So it's always worth having a bonus product for a certain angle, either on your sales page or given to your JV partners and affiliates to advertise your product. Bonuses create value. Value creates more sales. Now, where would you pick up these bonuses? Where do you pick up bonus PLR? I have to advertise PLRmonthly.com. It's a great place to pick up bonuses. And if you want a quick and fast bonus on internet marketing niches, PLRmonthly.com is the place to go. Okay, thanks for watching. And I hope you learned a lot about bonuses today.